36. All right, what's going on, guys? It's your boy Roos, and welcome back again to another episode on the podcast. If you're new to this series or this podcast, make sure to follow the podcast and subscribe to the YouTube channel if you're watching there too. So what, episode 5? Let's really talk about it, because this episode was really actually like, what, 22 minutes? But it felt like it was 30. So much was going on. I don't even know what was happening. All I know is that this woman is a person that I told you guys that we needed to watch out for. Ostora. Alright, cool, fair enough, right? She wasn't a villain, necessarily. She's still a part of the villains, like, you know what I mean, main body and core and that, but fair enough, she isn't innately evil. I give her that, innit? But I did say from the beginning, we need to watch out for her. Because in this episode, they revealed that she's basically the spirit tortoise's core. If they had killed her from the beginning, they wouldn't have not had to travel up to this tortoise's back, to its heart. They would have not had to go through the whole pointless journey of going to the middle or the deepest depths of the tortoise's center. Now, in doing so, we meet this guy called Kiel Ethnina, who is someone that Ostora knows in her past. We didn't really get much information, but we do know that he's from another world and he's a vassal weapon user of the book. Never really mentioned much about the book, and the guy is still in mystery in a shroud of literally Casper ghost-like aura. Do you know what I mean? We still don't know nothing about this guy, but he has something to do with Ostora, and Ostora has something to do with him, and he seems to know a lot more about the spirit tortoise's whole goal and aim and about Ostora. So I guess in episode 6 they might explain to us who he is, if he doesn't go on a Mazzolini and tries to just be like, you know, mysterious again and run off. But I don't know, this whole spirit tortoise's thing is picking up. In the episode, there was more dialogue as well. Not much dialogue in terms of getting to know people, but just much more about how the spirit are contained and they need to be released so they can give back people's souls, and how Ostora feels though she should be protecting those real people who are alive and not the souls that's been contained inside of the spirit tortoise. Then we've also got, you know, people stepping up, such as Mirelio Melmark, who is the queen. She wants to lead the charge and inspire the knights and men. Do you know what I mean? Everyone's already got development, everyone's already got the lead, everyone's got their roles. So in this episode, or the next episode really, I'm really just looking for more action, because there hasn't been a lot of action. The vassal weapon users, and they're boring, but they're trying to add some flavor to them so that we can sort of like engage with them a bit more, like, but they haven't really done anything. Do you know what I mean? That's the whole reason I can't feel connected. That's why I'm still on the main point of being with the Shield Hero, because the Shield Hero's party does so much more and is much more intriguing, and we know just so much about them. Even Risha is much more entertaining than the vassal weapon users, and really, in my opinion, I feel like we should have much more of a connection to the vassal weapon users than Risha. But hey, this episode was lit. I don't know what kind of face this is that this guy made. Like, look at his face. Like, to me it looks awkward. Doesn't it look awkward to you? Like, I don't know, it's just me, innit? But anyways, it's been your boy, Roos, so Mr. 36. And whether you're watching or listening to this, you know, morning, afternoon, or evening, make sure to have a good day, okay? Leave a like and subscribe. I'm out. Peace.